Public meetings on the budget issues in Santa Fe Public Schools have been packed in recent weeks. Parents and teachers alike have turned out to voice deep concerns about proposals to close and merge Alvord, Laragoite, and Cawney elementary schools into the old Alameda School, and to close Acequia Madre Elementary and send students to Atalaya and Carlos Gilbert schools. Those changes would likely make it difficult for some students to find a place in the new system and would increase class sizes. Think New Mexico, based in Santa Fe, has a history of working on education issues and helped get a full-day kindergarten law enacted by the state legislature. The organization has proposed another set of possibilities that it says could solve the district's budget problems. Fred Nathan is Think New Mexico's director.
We're suggesting that they use this budget crisis as an opportunity to rethink how they deliver public education. So we've come up with an alternative plan. The plan that's really out there right now is to increase class sizes, to slash arts and athletics programs, and to consolidate several small schools. Those will certainly close the deficit, but they'll also certainly lower student achievement, which is really the bottom line in education. And what we're proposing is another way where we would do essentially just the opposite. Rather than close small schools, we would keep them open, but we would shrink the very large elementary schools that we have in Santa Fe. Pinon Elementary has 755 kids. Sweeney has 670. Cesar Chavez has 598. And Think New Mexico surveyed all the current facilities and found that if we essentially redistributed some of those children, we could have a series of elementary schools, all of which would be 400 or less. And we believe that that would result in higher student achievement and is an opportunity to, in effect, turn adversity to advantage.
Wouldn't that still, though, increase class sizes in some of the schools that you've recommended moving students to, like Atalaya, Carlos Gilbert, Cawney, and Nava schools?
Well, those are actually separate issues, the size of the school and class sizes. If the district wanted to, they could still increase those class sizes within those schools, or they could keep them the same. Our point is that there's 30 years of research and 45 different studies that have indicated that students perform better in smaller schools and that this idea of consolidation would be, in effect, counterproductive. And the other thing that's counterproductive here from a budget standpoint that I don't think is discussed very much is that the small schools actually receive a budget adjustment, a positive budget adjustment, extra funds. And if you look at the schools that would be closing, it would cost the district more than $400,000 of recurring funds. So our point is this would not solve the budget crisis. It would only exacerbate it.
Well, you're familiar with some of the recommendations that have been made by Superintendent Bobby Gutierrez for reducing administrative costs in the district. Which ones do you agree with? Which ones are you in disagreement with?
Well, I think the superintendent's been very courageous on a number of different levels, and we agree with almost all the suggestions for cutting administrative costs. But we suggest we'd like to see them go even further. For example, we compare the Santa Fe School District's budget to similarly sized districts in Gadsden, Gallup, and Rio Rancho and use that as a methodology to identify areas where we may be spending too much on administration. And some of those are on contract services, overtime, and energy. And so we've made a series of recommendations about how you could cut administrative costs without harming the classroom, which, of course, is where the actual learning takes place. And we're convinced that they can do that, you know, without consolidating smaller schools and without slashing athletics and arts and without increasing class sizes.
Well, you've also advocated furloughs and layoffs, including a 5% furlough for the 54 administrative personnel in the district's central office, and then also laying off double dippers, and those are folks who've returned after retiring back into the district. How do you justify those recommendations?
Well, you know, there are no easy decisions here, but as between harming the students in the classroom or doing something at the administrative level, we think it makes more sense to address it at the administrative level. And other school districts like APS, for example, have looked at the possibility of double dippers. There may be some legal issues there that I think are being studied. We're looking at them as well. But if there have to be layoffs, it would make more sense to do it, as you say, with people that are retired and have returned to work and have a source of income, and also to create some opportunities for some younger people to come into the system. So So we think that makes enormous sense as one method of reducing this deficit. Makes more sense, frankly, than harming the kids in the classroom.
And those aren't necessarily recommendations. The furlough and layoff recommendations are not recommendations that have been made thus far by the Santa Fe Public Schools administration, are they?
No, they have not been proposed by the district, although I really think Bobby Gutierrez deserves some credit because she has proposed things like getting rid of the per diem for board members, which is really something. You know, there needs to be some leadership from the top, and they have to share in the sacrifices, and I think the superintendent's willing to do this, and we've made some other suggestions about how that could take place.
Well, the Santa Fe Public Schools Board is also going to consider a proposal to alternate music and arts programs from one year to the next and to eliminate a coordinator position from the programs. They say it would save about $1 million. What are your thoughts on that?
Again, we think it's counterproductive. The real bottom line in the schools is student achievement, student performance, and when you start to take out those kinds of programs like art and music, which really engage students and make them want to come to school, it will create new problems that will be very costly down the road, like the graduation rate being only about 50% or 60%. That, of course, has all kinds of financial consequences and implications, and it starts very early. That's what all the research indicates, and so we want to engage these kids, and so it's counterproductive to cut those programs, and I hope that they don't.
Well, you've had your ideas out there for a few days now, and I imagine you've probably heard from some parents and perhaps teachers in the district. What kinds of things are you hearing?
Well, last night we made our presentation to the school board, and judging from the applause in the audience, we think that it's receiving some traction out in the community, and judging from the emails and phone calls that we're receiving, that parents are desperate for new ideas and like the ideas of trying to make all the schools small instead of closing some of the high-performing small schools that we already have. So we're very heartened by the public response, and I know that many of them are now contacting their school board members and urging them to adopt the Think New Mexico plan as an alternative.
Fred Nathan is director of Think New Mexico. Their proposal is on their website at thinknewmexico.org. The Santa Fe Public Schools Board meeting on the budget is Thursday afternoon at 5 at the district headquarters on Alta Vista Street. Meanwhile, education funding shortfalls have gotten the attention of Congress. New Mexico U.S. Senator Tom Udall has co-sponsored legislation that would create a $23 billion education jobs fund for school districts around the country.
We will be able to soften the blow if we pass something like this in a timely manner. The big issue is passing it in a timely manner, getting it done, and then getting the money to the states.
Udall says he's not sure whether that would mean New Mexico lawmakers would have to call a special session before next January's regular session to get that funding to school districts. For KUNM, I'm Jim Williams.